fiction.
The Bura says he is the master race. He hired right in the Bura's face. Not to love the Bura is a great disgrace. So he hired right in the Bura's face. When Herr Gebel says he owned the world in space, he hired right in Herr Gebel's face. Then Hulk Göring says they'll never bomb this place.
Hail! Hail!
Right in here, Göring says, is he not the Superman?
Are you unsure, Superman?
Yup. Göring says, they'll never bomb this place. Hail! Hail! Right in here, Göring says, is he not the Superman?
Are you unsure, Superman?
Yahweh is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good.
We would leave, but if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Yeah. I are Hitler's world in order.
Everyone a foreign race. We love the poorest state. Then we bring to
all right, folks. We're back live. Cue that up again where they have Hirohito say, Adolf Hitler's new world order. Because you need to understand, Hitler wrote another book called The New World Order. H.G. Wells wrote one called The New World Order. There was a debate about how it would work, but it'd be a micromanaged society controlled by social workers and paramilitary police. And we're going to get into so many issues. Sponsored terror, where the government would blow stuff up and blame it on their enemies. Nazi specialty. National police force, Nazi specialty. Bankrupting companies and the government, Nazi specialty. On and on and on and on, this is what we're dealing with. And the people that were top Nazis in the U.S. were also the people that killed Kennedy and truly brought in shadow government to full dominance through COG. And now they're just fully butchering the nation in front of everyone. We have multi-time New York Times best-selling author with us. He, of course, has written The Rise of the Fourth Reich. It is currently on the New York Times bestseller list, only been out a few months. It is available, by the way, at Infowars.com, discounted, out of the gates if people want to get it. And we've only been giving you the history. You know, the book gets into the present and just so much. We're only scratching the surface today. We're also filming live in here for a documentary film I'm making with Jim Mars that Jim's going to be narrating. Jim, continue.
Well, most people know about Operation Paperclip, which was the way they brought in Nazis into the country, put them to work on our space program, our mind control experts working for the CIA with programs such as MKUltra. All that's history. Where they begin to make their move in the political arena actually was probably with the assassination of President Kennedy. When I began to write my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, I was looking at the historical and political situation and the circumstances. It never crossed my mind that I would be considering the Kennedy assassination again, and yet the same names, the same companies, the same corporations, the same secret societies kept cropping up until I finally ended up writing a whole chapter on Kennedy and the Nazis.
Now, see, that's key. That's key. Because in pure research, that's why I don't talk to you a lot. You don't talk to me. Before we ever met, we had come to the same conclusions. Because if you do pure research, you come up with the same answers, basically, if you are correct. If you're going, I mean, let's say we're both doing research at what temperature water boils. We're going to find the same thing. We're going to find the same individual. So explain that. That's key. I'm making a film about the JFK assassination, and you're already in it as a consultant. And then separately, I'm doing my own research before I read Rise and Fall of the Fourth Reich. And I say, Jim, this is where your book even comes out. I go, aren't the same players involved in the Kennedy assassination? You say, yes, on the air, like 6 months ago. You go, that's actually in my upcoming book. And so now that's being incorporated into the JFK film. So, I mean, that's how integral this is to everyday life. Please continue.
That's correct. Well, to begin with, two of the most powerful and influential members of the Warren Commission were John J. McCloy and Alan Dulles, two of the men who were most instrumental in supporting Hitler before, during, and after the war. And again, you have to understand, we're not talking about that these are all Germans. These are global fascists. And let's get that term nailed down. When I say fascist, I use it advisedly. Look in the dictionary. The dictionary definition of fascism is the combination of state and corporate power. usually fueled by nationalism. Okay? Now, Mussolini himself, who coined the term because it came from his black shirts, the fascistas, he said that maybe fascism isn't the correct term. He said the more correct term is corporatism, ruled by the corporations. And I think any thinking person today knows that the United States is now under the control of these multinational corporations. And what I'm trying to tell you is they were either created or bought up by these displaced national socialist Nazis after World War II and have been slowly buying up. It's the big fish eat the little fish until now there's just a handful of these corporations and they're all controlled by the same families, the same companies, the same bloodlines who were connected to the rise of National Socialism in Germany.
Now, we've gotten up to 1950 or so. In 1954, in the early 1950s, the Bilderberg Group is set up, and that gets set up by Prince Bernhard, who was a German prince, then married the Queen of the Netherlands of the House of Orange. He was an SS officer. Then in the middle of the war, he jumps over to the British side there with his cousins. And then Bilderberg tries to set up a world fascist state, integrating the parts in together. Always the same thing over and over again. Break down the Bilderberg globalist connection.
Well, that you pretty well nail it right there. It was created by
you walk through it in your words,
and by Prince Bernhard, who was a Nazi.
But start over in your words, because we're filming in here. So start over.
Well, when Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who had been a Nazi SS officer, jumped ship and came over to Britain, that was probably, you could probably mark that as about the time that the New World Order turned against Hitler. It was not that they were against the Nazis. It was not that they were against National Socialism. Heck, they created them. But they didn't want Germany leading the financial world order.
Well, his first cousin was Prince Philip, who was already married to the Queen. So
exactly. And of course, the Windsors, who, by the way, are blood relations to the Bush, and to Al Gore, and to John Kerry. What do you think the odds are?
And to Barack Obama.
And Barack Obama. It's amazing. The same bloodlines. And so once they decided they had to turn on Hitler, then they began to come up with another New World Order, which was to create National Socialism in the West and continue funding Communist Socialism in the East until Communist Socialism finally collapsed in the early 90s under its own dead weight.
Turned out the Rockefellers and the Arm & Hammers, they owned all the big aluminum plants and tractor plants. They were propping it up, and American taxpayers the whole time were paying for it.
Exactly. It blew my mind, being a veteran of the Vietnam War, to find out that at the height of the Vietnam War, when we were fighting North Vietnam and said that it was just a surrogate of China and Russia, Lyndon Johnson was sending more American aid to Russia than we had during World War II when they were our allies. And they were using American tax money to build facilities in Russia like the Kama River Truck Factory, and they were cranking out war materials to send to North Vietnam to use against our own soldiers.
And the North Vietnam trucks were Fords.
Exactly. Business is business. You know.
And that's how they make the money. They sell both sides on war, and then the bankers, basically through the government's tax the people, and that's kind of the old-fashioned, quote, bailout. Now they just declare an economic emergency, sucker the public or the Congress they own into paying literally everything into them.
Right. And the way one of the Nazis' biggest weapons of choice was fear. In early 1933, Germany was a democratic republic, the Weimar Republic. But a few weeks later, their parliament building, the Reichstag, burned and was gutted by fire, which in those gentler days was actually as big a shock to the German people as 9/11 was to us. And Hitler, who was only the chancellor, kind of like the vice president, said, well, give me the power and I will go after these communist terrorists who did this. Well, now it's pretty well acknowledged that the Nazis themselves set the fire in the Reichstag, and this was an early day false flag operation.
By the way, a big European court just 3 months ago did exonerate Marinus van der Lubbe, the guy they'd set up for that, and did say it was the Nazis. What we do know is that there was another operation that was documented to have been a false flag, and that, of course, was Gliwice. People always ask, well, how did Hitler just out of the blue attack Poland and get the Germans to accept that? Well, see, there was an Al-Qaeda attack, but it was called a Polish attack. And, of course, it was later came out in Nuremberg trials. It was all staged. So I want to tie together the Nazis' love the corporate fascist love of false flag and psychology, because they're great social architects. And then the PhDs in psychology, psychiatry, came out of Germany and out of England. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, let's get right back in the interview with New York Times bestselling author Jim Mars. The new book, already on the New York Times bestseller list, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America, Jim Mars. And I am selling the book at InfoWars.com on our online video and bookstore. You know, we only started with what was happening, and I want to get into current things because that's what really matters. We're going to turn your mic on here in just a moment. But the first thing I want to do is get into some of the history, because we skipped ahead.
Am I on?
Yeah, and now I know why he's turning your mic off. It doesn't matter. You're just breathing in it. I'm trying to get this straight here. This question I have. Hold on 1 second, Jim. I'm just trying to get this question straight here. Going back to the Germanic-style death cults and the British East India Company tied in with the Germans, setting up Skull and Bones with all its bizarre Germanic death cult, the Skull and Bones. In World War One, we have the war generals, the field marshals, wearing the big skull helmets like something out of Skeletor. You got the floor. Talk about that.
Well, of course, all the Bushes, Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and George W. Bush, were all members of Skull and Bones, which is just the unofficial name of this secret society up on the Yale campus. But when they did an investigation of Skull and Bones, they found out its proper name is Chapter 322. Well, Chapter 322 of what? Ron Rosenbaum of the New York Times found out that it connected over to a German secret society, and, of course, that was the Illuminati. So you got the Illuminati, and then members of the Illuminati and other German aristocrats were members of a secret society called the Thulgesellschaft, or the Thule Society, that believed that in the far distant past, ETs had come to the Earth and produced a super race of Aryans, and that's where their whole Aryan superiority thing came from. And it was the Thule Society that was headquartered in the Four Seasons Hotel in Munich that was the original big supporter of Adolf Hitler. And so there is definitely this occult side to Nazism, which nobody knew about when I was a young man. But in recent years, there's a lot of books now and even DVDs about the occult aspects of the Third Reich.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear. We're not saying any of this is real, and I know you're not. What we're saying is, this is a fact. This is mainstream information that you have this bizarre Germanic death cult that believes they are genetically engineered by extraterrestrials. This goes back hundreds of years. How did they come up with this? And Hitler is an adherent of this, is this young army officer in army intelligence setting up this Nazi death cult. And you already have branches of it here in the United States with the Bushes and all of them in it. That's why you have this international network. So we were going back. But that is a mainline fact.
Right, and it doesn't matter whether you want to believe in that or not, or whether Alex or I believe in that or not. The fact is, they do. And that's why they practice these rites. That's why you have Bohemian Grove with the worship of the owl and the phony, if it is phony, sacrifices. And what I found out, and I also detail this in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, throughout the Apollo program and some of our major space missions, the date and time for those launches were set not on any scientific criteria, but on the alignment of the constitution of constellations. In other words, by astrological alignment.
Well, I mean, they admitted that about the Olympics this year on 888 at 888 with 888 drums. And of course, who designed the modern Olympics? First big one was 1936 in Munich. Hitler drew the rings. Hitler drew the torch. He designed all of the rituals around the different Germanic death cult societies. So that's all this weird UFO cult having this ritual.
Now, again.
And then the 1980, was it 88 or 86 Olympics, where they had the 888 and they had fake aliens landing. So again, this is a crazy UFO cult.
That's another whole topic, but they're conditioning us to that. But the point again is, it doesn't matter whether you want to believe in that. The point is, somebody who has the power to set dates, times, symbols for the International Olympics, for the U.S. and Russian space programs, they do believe in it, and that again points to the groups, the secret society groups that truly believe in that, which are the National Socialists, the Nazis.
Now again, folks, this all sounds totally insane. We're not saying that that Aryans or people from Northern Europe are really these superhumans. What we're saying is they believe this. This is even on the History Channel with Hitler and the occult. I mean, this is mainline information, and the the point is this system came over here and dominated. Now, let's skip ahead. Let's get up to the 50s and 60s and the Kennedys and what happened there.
Well, Kennedy was one of the few people who probably was in a position to know what was happening here. He got his start as a young man, first came to public attention writing a book called Why England Slept, and it was all about why England was going along and allowing the Nazis to gain power and name and prominence and going along with them. So he understood what was going on. And by the time he became president, essentially on a fluke, because he was running against Richard Nixon in 1960. Richard Nixon got his start in politics with Nazi money. Nazi by the name of Mille Lacs. Nixon and Alan
And he Dulles. Was good buddies with Prescott Bush.
Exactly.
He was a protege of Prescott.
So that was their attempt to worm their way into politics, but Kennedy got elected because he was charismatic and he had lots of money, and the youth got behind him.
And he had the mob.
Exactly. And so he, at least that was homegrown mob. It was not the Nazi mob. And he began to take steps that was thwarting this Nazi plan. He was beginning to go into joint space exploration with the Soviets, ending the Cold War. He was going to pull us out of Vietnam. Closing the loopholes for the international corporations, and in fact, in June of 1963, ordered $6 billion issued not through the Federal Reserve System that we have to pay interest to, but through the Treasury, which we don't have to pay interest to. And so, in other words, he's trying to curtail the power of these bankers, and of course, in November, he's shot in Dallas.
Now, going back, we have the continuity of government system, the national security state, take over at that point. He also got approached by Dulles and by L.L. Edmondson, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about staging a terror attack, Operation Northwoods, and that's when he really turned against them.
Right. They wanted to launch attacks in Miami and in the southern United States, target U.S. citizens for assassination, hijack planes and ships, and blame it all on Castro so they could mount another Bay of Pigs-type invasion of Cuba. And that was actually approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kennedy said, we don't operate that way, and he turned them down. That was another straw that broke the camel's back. Well, now, with Kennedy out of the way, Johnson, who was could be bought, was in a seat, and he was run by his council of, quote, wise men, all of whom were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So this is where they begin to consolidate their power. And, of course, the Warren Commission with John J. McCloy, Alan Dulles sitting on it, whitewashed the whole thing, blamed it all on that snook Lee Harvey Oswald. And then in 1972, when Bush took over, they got back on track, okay? And as President, Bush wiped out the leadership of the Republican National Committee.
Stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back. Let's We forgot to get into Gleiwitz, Hitler staging terror attacks, which is in the favorite thing they pass on. But let's come back to why they killed Kennedy, and looking forward, the CIA director, then made vice president in 1981, where it goes from there and where we stand today. We'll be right back.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Oh, man, it's hard to cut Junior off.
The interest is up and the stock market's down.
And you're going to get mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
They don't want that. They want you domesticated in their control grids.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Hey, we wouldn't be on our local station, News Radio 590 KLBJ, but other affiliates. We could just keep the show going after it's over for the internet listeners and satellite and shortwave and a few AM and FMs. No, we got to cut it off here and come up in about 25 minutes. You know, I normally take phone calls, but we're not doing that today because we're in here filming for a documentary, Killing Two Birds with One Stone. And I want to get into Black Sun and Black Sunshine before we that's the name of the film, by the way, is Black Sunshine, and that fits in well. You know, their most occult secrets symbol. But before we do that, let they get hopping mad hearing that on air. Before we do that, Jim Marsh, let's continue. And we'll track back and go back to government-sponsored terror. But right now, let's kick off with Nixon appointing George Herbert Walker Bush.
Well, in 1972, President Nixon appointed George Herbert Walker Bush chairman of the Republican National Committee and basically wiped out the Republican leadership, but told him, keep Bush, okay? And Senators Nixon and Bush, as we've already pointed out, are both connected back to the same globalist fascists who created communism and the Nazis. They are national socialists. And under Bush, both as chairman of the Republican National Committee and later as vice president under Reagan, he enlarged the GOP's ethnic committees and rolled all of these European fascists into the Republican Party. Now, here's what's important about that. Nixon's chief counsel, White House counsel, John Dean, had wrote a book recently called Broken Government. He said that it's been new on Capitol Hill since 1997 when the GOP gained control of the House. It's been new the White House since 2001 with the arrival of George Bush and Dick Cheney. But its roots first emerged during the Nixon presidency and began blossoming in the Reagan-Bush senior years. What was he talking about? Neoconservatism. Okay? But you have to understand that neoconservatism is simply national socialism.
And they follow Strauss, who was an admirer of the Nazis, then went to the Chicago Business School, and they admit that. They say Machiavellian, end justifies the means, killing innocent people's okay, staging terror attacks are okay. So again, it's a ruthless mindset. And then look at it, black uniforms, homeland security, which means Reich security. That's what they called it in Germany, was homeland security or land security. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And then it's admitted, G. Gordon Liddy admits a lot of this, came out in a bunch of TV programs, came out in the hearings with them all in the basement watching Nazi propaganda. Tell folks about that.
Right. Well, that's where it all began, and then it began to blossom in the Reagan years. And although Reagan was probably a traditional conservative, if you think back during the campaign of 1980.
They forced him to take Bush.
Exactly.
Say it.
He had pledged that he would never allow George Herbert Walker Bush to be in his government or his administration. And yet, by mechanizations and coercion, they forced him into accepting Bush. And then less than 2 months after he took office, he was shot. And if it hadn't been for the fact that he barely survived, Bush would have been president. But he did, and Reagan went on. And I think Reagan understood that he was not in control, because in 1985, there was a big hubbub about him going to Germany and laying wreaths in Bitburg Cemetery, where Nazi Waffen-SS officers were buried, and Jewish groups and veterans organizations raised hell about that, but he did it anyway. Why would a politician do something that was so opposed by so many people? It was because his Nazi masters told him he was going to do that. And then we come on forward until today. We now have the spectacle of the 2008 election, and you can vote for John McCain, and you're going to get right-wing socialism, or you can vote for Barack Obama, and you're going to get left-wing socialism. But the National Socialists are there because socialism is what it's all about.
Let's explain. The big bankers want to train us and domesticate us with social engineering to pay our money to them so they can steal it. Look how the bankers right now are getting the bailout. That's socialism for them. That's what's communism for them, not for us. Then they use our tax money to militarize the police. Talk about that. Talk about the Nazi fascist component that came out of England and out of also out of Germany, with the social engineering, with the PhDs that come out of Prussia. Because that's the micromanagement. That's the control.
Well, I think a lot of people, and most people, understand about communism and bald-faced socialism. Where they've gotten really thrown off the track, again, is this infiltration of neoconservatism within the Republican Party, particularly, and among the nation's conservatives. Most people who consider themselves conservatives, if you really talk to them, they are constitutional conservatives. They want less government, balanced budgets, border security, home, family values, less government, and yet they're confused today because they keep voting for these people like the Bushes who claim to be compassionate conservatives, and all they get are more and more socialistic programs, plus foreign wars of adventure.
Take John McCain. He's for open borders, for gun control.
War for 100 years.
He was part of the Keating Five, and then he claims he's anti-corruption with Wall Street. But let's continue here with... I mean, we didn't even get into to all the Nazi symbolism and everything that's happening.
We also have not touched on the drugging down of America by Nazi methodology. I.G. Farben, back in the 1800s, was actually marketing an antidepressant under the name heroin until they finally, enough people said, don't do that. And the aftermath of World War II, a U.S. chemist named Charles Elliott Perkins was sent to Germany to try to reconstruct the IG Farben combine there, and he came back and wrote that the German chemist had worked out a very ingenious and far-reaching plan of mass control that was submitted to and adopted by the German general staff. And this plan was to control the population of any given area through mass medication of the drinking water supplies, namely using sodium fluoride. So they put sodium fluoride in the drinking water of the concentration camps to keep the inmates passive and non-resistant.
And then in the 1950s, under COG and under national security, they put fluoride in our water and call you kooks if you didn't want it. But it's in mainline. One of them is a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. Came out in the Nuremberg trials that they were putting it in the water, and so were the Soviets.
That's right. And today, two-thirds of the water supply in this country are now fluoridated. And think about this. One of the most overprescribed drugs today is Prozac, which is 94% fluoride.
It's made out of fluoride.
But to get Prozac, you have to go to a doctor, a licensed physician, and get a prescription. And yet, undocumented, unlicensed city workers are dumping fluoride into your water supply.
And not just fluoride, sodium fluoride, which under law, the term fluoride, they're allowed to take all the toxic waste, lead, mercury, that's mixed in with it. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
That's true. And then they talk about the dumbing down of America. Well, it's not that we've gotten dumber. It's the fact that we have been drugged dumber.
Absolutely. In fact, they've got studies in areas of Europe that have been fluoridating, England and the U.S. for over 50 years. They have maps, on average, a 20-point IQ reduction in areas where they've had fluoridation.
That's correct. And one of the big issues today...
Talk about that in your own words. Go ahead.
Well, along with that, one of the big issues that people are generally concerned about today is the increase in teen suicides and school shootings. We're all concerned about that. And yet, if you go back, the only thing the mass media, the corporate media, can talk about is gun control. Take guns away. Well, hey, a lot of people are listening here in Texas. If you're over 40 or 50, you remember at a time when we all had guns and nobody ever shot anybody. The problem is not the guns. The problem is the drugs, the Prozac, the Ritalin, the drugs.
In fact, the Prozac insert says it causes depression and violence.
Exactly. In fact, if you'll go back, you'll find that virtually every school shooting involves someone who's either on these psychotropic drugs or were just coming off of them, which apparently is even worse. And yet the media will not talk about that. Why? Because in 2007, the pharmaceutical companies, corporations that can be tracked back to IG Farben and the Nazis, spent $3.7 billion on direct-to-consumer advertising.
Stay there. We got a break. The new Freedom Initiative when we come back. What this Nazi state plans to do to everybody in the final segment straight ahead and how to stop them.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Ready. Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not Alex Jones saying this. As I look at InfoWars.com, mainstream media is quietly announcing U.S. Army to patrol streets to deal with the American people. They actually say, we hope we don't have to shoot you, in the Army Times and other publications. They're quietly announcing, this is martial law. Bloomberg, financial headline, link at InfoWars.com. Bush seeks dictatorial power in bailout. All by design. We got the IMF World Bank documents. We warned you. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This is toe-to-toe info war with the New World Order. They've got control of the federal government. They're going to claim you owe these trillions of dollars. They are going to rape you financially. And I've got Politico here reporting ABC News today reported that foreign banks will, quote, be bailed out. That means just your whole future is being signed over to them. This is not a bailout. But it doesn't matter. A lot of you want to keep laughing about all this. You want to giggle and smirk. You don't know they've really built FEMA camps. You haven't been to the urban warfare drills like I have, where the troops are trying to take your guns. You haven't interviewed police chiefs who Delta Force tried to secretly bribe. This is what the Nazis did in third world countries. They would go in and buy off the local governments. They've done that now here. In the 8 or 9 minutes we have left with Jim Mars, I hope everybody will visit InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, get his amazing book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Because it gets into, we probably covered 5% of what's in the book. It is such an amazing book to really understand what we're facing. The group that put Hitler in is the group now in control, and they're using that model minus the racial politics. They use the more divide and conquer British model there. In closing, the COG, Continuity of Government, National Security State, in your words, using those terms for the film, get into that, Jim, and what their end game is, the population reduction, what they're going for once they get their world fascist government.
Well, during the Ronald Reagan years, probably while Reagan was recuperating from being shot, he signed a secret executive order that created a program called, innocuously enough, called the National Program Office. And Rumsfeld and Cheney had been chief of staff to Gerald Ford, and Rumsfeld had been his defense secretary, and they would slip away, and they created this continuity of government program, which basically was how to survive a collapse in the United States or a nuclear war. One of the awkward problems they faced was, what about Congress? And they finally decided that after some catastrophic event in the United States, it would be just too time-consuming to try to bring Congress in. So Congress was just bypassed.
And now they're public. People always wondered how this would be introduced. In the name of the economy, it's now being done. But Bush signed John Warner Defense Authorization Act to use troops against the American people 2 years ago. Yep. He signed PDD 51, and Congress asked to see it. And he said, no, you have no authority. When they're co-equal, can you speak about that?
Well, exactly. He's destroying the checks and balances in the federal government and bringing everything into the executive, which, of course, is, again, following the Nazi methodology. This is what Hitler did. He signed emergency decrees one after another until finally just took total power, and anybody that tried to stand up against him then was a terrorist, against the government. And that's important for people to understand. What the Nazis did when they killed dissidents, when they killed homosexuals, when they killed gypsies, when they killed trade unionists, when they killed the Jews, this was all under the color of law.
And it was setting precedents, because once they really got going, it was about stealing the general public's land and money. And they're like, hey, I was with you. And they're like, no, you're not. We're here to predicate on you.
In the 30s, the National Socialists gained the support of the middle-class Germans and middle commercial Germans because they portrayed themselves as conservatives. And they got the bulk of the commercial people behind them. And then by the time these people figured out that these are not the people we want leading, it was too late. And I see the same thing happening today.
Now, I want to go back because, I mean, the eugenics, the family planning, this was all set up by German PhDs out of areas in Germany. Then they linked up with the British eugenicists, and then that really flowered in the U.S. So all this social engineering, the human genome, the head of that just got in trouble calling black subhuman. He's, of course, a Nazi, basically. Break that down, what the master plan is, and speak about eugenics.
Well, if you want to know what the overall master plan is, all you have to do is go back and read the work of a British Fabian socialist who wrote a book in 1947. This fellow's name was Eric Arthur Blair, but we know him better as George Orwell, and he wrote a book called 1984, and in there I think he laid out the game plan for these global fascist socialists, and that is to split the world into three economic blocks. He called it Oceania, Asiana, and East Asiana. Today in the real world, it's the European Union, the soon-to-be North American Union, and the future Asian Union.
And, of course, he was British intelligence, so he
would know that. And connected to the aristocrats, he knew what the game plan was. And so the idea is they'll have these three economic blocks. Everybody will be computer-chipped. They'll be followed. They'll be surveilled. Everybody will be under there will be no freedom except the freedom to go to work and pay your taxes.
And one-child policy.
Yeah.
Through the water and food, they carry out soft kill operations. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, exactly. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing with the drugging down of America with fluoride and with aspartame and with other deadly.
And it's all over a 100-year-old public German plan.
Exactly, which they laid out. And then what was written about in a very popular book in 1948 called 1984.
And the Germans in World War I and World War II said, we'll break off the Southwest. They taught the Mexicans about Aztlan, their mythical kingdom. They attacked the U.S. in World War I and World War II, and nobody even knows Mexico on the behalf of Germany attacked the U.S.
That's true. That's true, because nobody knows history, because our education system has been dumbed down going all the way back to the National Education Board, which was created by John D. Rockefeller, one of the architects of this national fascist global system.
You do have to hand it to them, though. These people really got their stuff together.
Well, they're not stupid. They are, in fact, very brilliant. But then brilliance, as we found out with the Nazi leaders like Albert Speer and Heinrich Himmler and Adolf Hitler himself, just because you're smart or just because you're charismatic does not mean you're the fellow that needs to be followed.
Or that you have wisdom or that you have a soul.
Exactly, or any kind of heart. They keep talking about Barack Obama. He's, you know, he just somehow vaguely talks about change, and all they can talk about is how charismatic he is. Well, they tend to forget, because they don't know history, that Hitler was very beloved by women, children, animals loved him. He was a very charismatic person on an individual basis, and yet look what kind of disaster he led his nation into.
Now getting into secret societies, and folks, it's mainline that the Nazis were into weird occult stuff, and Skull and Bones is real and a branch of that. Black Sun, they don't like us talking about that. Tell folks about Black Sun.
Well, the Black Sun is one of the most sacred of the occult symbols of the Thule Gesellschaft, the Thule Society, occult society, and its successor, the black-shirted SS, or Schutzstaffel. The Black Sun represents the black energy at the center of the universe, which the Nazis, German Nazis and their occult followers, hope to tap into and draw strength from. And what's amazing is that in the heart of America, in Nashville, Tennessee, and right in the middle of their Centennial Park, is a huge black globe made out of onyx or some black hard material that represents the Earth, and it spins on a little small thin cushion of water, and when the sun comes out, it's blinding, and it is a World War II memorial that was donated by Germany. So it's almost as though they planted a black sun in the heart of America going na-na-na-na-na, okay? It's amazing. And then we look around at other things. We look at our 57-cent stamp, and we see the German Gothic Eagle. We look at our troops today who wear camouflage and flanged helmets called the Fritz that are German helmets from World War II. We see our police forces who no longer wear blue and carry the words to serve and protect. Now they wear black and shields and tasers. And, you know, if you're not in the get out of the free speech zone, they taser you and haul you
away. Which is what Germany did. They said free speech only in these areas. What about we see them after World War II in the Senate bringing the fascia in? That's a symbol of fascism, the bundle of sticks with the hatchets on top.
Right, and the fasci represents, that goes all the way back to the Roman Empire, and that represents central authority.
Well, that's where the Heil comes from. That's from the Roman Empire. That's
exactly
how they would hail the...
Hail Caesar, and then they Germanized it to Heil Hitler. Exactly. It's the same old thing. In fact, if you go back and think about it, Alex, throughout the history of the world, there's only been two true forms of government ever attempted. Briefly in ancient Greece and briefly in North America, they tried participatory democracy, but both of those finally fell away, and we went back to the one true form of government occupied that's taken over in the whole history of the world, and that's central authority.
Jim Mars, the new book, New York Times bestselling list. Get it in stores everywhere. The Rise of the Fourth Reich, available at InfoWars.com. Quickly, give us your website.
JimMars.com, JimMarrs.com. That's two R's.
All right. Via con Dios, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow and, of course, Sundays here with the Sunday program. God bless you all. All we've told you is the truth, nothing more. It's up to you to do something.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.